brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you know the flu vaccines have killed tens of thousands of people conservatively in the past, on record, this latest hyped event matches exactly what happened with the swine flu inoculations in 76. You are fundamentally warped if you're not warning the public. But then you warn the idiots and they laugh at you. It doesn't matter. You got to move on to those that'll listen. Let's continue with your calls. Russ in Texas. You're on the air, Russ.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to say that you are probably the shining example of what really needs to be done, and that is to continue education, continue to learn things that we can, you know, so we can continue to educate others. I've been out talking to people for probably 15, 16 years now, and I talk to everybody, everywhere, in any line, in the bank, or whatever. And I'm finding that probably at least close to half the people that I speak with are enlightened to some degree. Of course, you mentioned
10 years ago, and 10 years ago, it might have been 15%. I mean, look, we should be more positive. I should be more positive. I'm just so disgusted to see the elites up there because, see, we're not blind. We see them. We know the carnage. And we know that this evil is sitting right next to the good people, but the good people are under a delusion, and it's frustrating. But look, we're getting ready to audit the Fed. Everybody's starting to wake up. This is so positive. Praise God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're a really terrific example, Alex, because you show people that that the fruits can be had from continued hard work. If with your permission, I'd like to give an announcement of an upcoming meeting in Dallas this evening, and
sure,
an opportunity.
Ahead.
An opportunity for people to go out there and educate some of these conservative Republican yuppies that think they got everything under control because they know about the economic situation, but that's only the beginning of things. In Dallas this evening, for all the Dallas-Fort Worth listeners, Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be speaking in Addison at the May Dragon Restaurant, and that's at 4848 Beltline Road, which is about 1 mile west of the Dallas North Tollway and Beltline Road.
All right, super. Got to let you go. Appreciate your call. You notice, though, even though I like Sheriff Mack, when I let these plugs happen, it'll just be one after the other until the show shuts down. Let's go ahead and talk to Yannick. How do I pronounce that? Yo, Yannick. Yannick in Tennessee. Thank you for calling.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I've been listening about your flu shot, and it's just so hard to tell, like, if you go down to churches and stuff and try to explain to the people, it's like, well, God wants it to happen, or, you know, it's whatever my doctor says. So
yeah, they've,
like,
capitulated. They just say, it's of the Lord to not be involved in anything and not be informed and not care about my kids and eat all the GMO. It's of the Lord. No, it's not of the Lord. It's of Satan.
Yeah, it's just like, how do you get through to them? You know, it's like you tell them what is really going on, not what they've been taught. And the preacher, the pastor, won't let you come out and tell.
Because he's a wicked devil. I mean, I'm surprised these preachers haven't grown forked tails. I mean, literally, they're on FEMA payroll, hired secretly to tell their flocks to submit. Ma'am, stay there. I'm going to have you finish up when we get back. We're about to go to break. But take us out to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just very hard. The pastor won't let us say anything. God said you'd be the watchman on the wall.
I want to hear about this worm. I want to hear about where your church is and this devil you've got up there at the pulpit. You're not allowed to talk about it. I'm going to explain this when we get back. How America became the Soviet Union. Okay? Oh, my God, I just can't handle it anymore. These are pulpit prostitutes. You might as well have a guy, Anton LaVey, in red pajamas up there. It'd be better.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For those that don't know, it is 180 degrees, the opposite direction away from liberty and freedom and what this country was founded on, to have preachers telling their flocks, lay down to government, don't think, submit to flu shots, nothing scary, just give me money and then you'll have financial success in life. It's voodoo. It's witch doctor crap. You know, these preachers, send me $1,000 and I'll send you a prayer cloth that'll heal you. Or, I just can't handle it. And I could play the newscast, but I've played them over and over again. We got the secret documents a year and a half before it was mainstream news. Pastor Butch Paul here on the network and myself, two separate pastors. FEMA teaching them to prepare their flocks for forced inoculations, to go to FEMA camps, to let the state take their children. I mean, if I was in a church and my preacher got up and started saying, do what government says, let them break your families up, take the shots, I'd probably want to go punch him in the nose. I would stand up and start rebuking him, and if one of the thug gang member ushers came and put their arm on me, I'd probably punch him in the face, because they're in there trying to sell evil and tyranny and forced inoculations and death. I mean, folks, that is hardcore tyranny. I mean, that is secret police whacked out East Germany. It doesn't get worse than kids being trained to spy on their parents. And now it's all over the news with the news saying it's good. You know, 5 years ago, they'd say, oh, kids are tattling on their parents. Is this good? Now they say, oh, isn't it wonderful? And the only thing worse is having the preachers. And then we got hundreds of pages of FEMA documents. We scanned them in. They're on InfoWars. And the thumb-sucking public told us they weren't real. You could call the stinking FEMA numbers on them. Well, then it came out in national and local TV stations, but saying it was good. Oh, the preachers are preparing everyone to go to camps and take forced inoculations and turn their guns in. It's of the Lord. Don't believe me? Just search engine. Just startpage.com. That's a good search engine. Clergy response teams. You'll be watching the news clips. Not me saying it's bad, them saying it's good. Folks, are we so whacked out as a country that we don't know preachers secretly on Homeland Security payroll, 20-plus thousand last documents we got, 26,000 preachers, and all the major denominations telling the people, and then, God bless him, Raymond Teague a few years ago came into the show, and he gave me the local Baptist church he was going to, a big Baptist church in Dripping Springs. And it said, under 501c3 rules, you are not to discuss the election. It was a midterm, 2006 coming up, and you're not to even talk about it at church dinners. Or if you go with friends from church, you're not to talk about anything political. That is 180 degrees the opposite of this republic. It's so simple. It screams out like a giant red siren. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. And this is a big Baptist church. He gave me a copy of the document given to all the church. He didn't want me saying the name because, you know, he's a deacon at the church or whatever. But the point is, he was talking about leaving the church at the time. I haven't asked him about that in years. But the point is, he's out there, and 501c3, they start it in the 50s, and they tell the churches, oh, it's just a little form you sign for your tax exemption. See, it's a political trick. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. No law, no jurisdiction. Just like a cop from Orange County can't go to Schenectady, New York and give people parking tickets. No jurisdiction. You don't have jurisdiction. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then you get the faith-based initiative, and they go in and secretly recruit them for FEMA to tell their flocks to submit, and the World Council of Churches, David Rockefeller, financing the whole thing. I mean, that is so incredible. So incredible. And the 501c3... churches don't have to be part of that, but they sign up for it. And then now, because of custom and practice, they will civilly sue you, the IRS will, and come after you. And so it went from don't raise political money, don't endorse a candidate, which was a violation of the First Amendment. Of course, the pastors can do whatever they want. To now, you don't talk about political issues, of free speech, of war. You don't criticize the war. You don't say you're against abortion. You are not allowed to have a view, and it's of the Lord to do whatever you're told and to submit and take the shots. Now, if you don't know, that's Creepville, right out of Red Dawn or right out of Body Snatchers, to have the preachers all recruited. And people all over, since I've been harping on this for 3-4 years, they go into their big church and talk to their preacher. And the preacher's like, hello, Miss Mary Beth. Come on in. What can the Lord do? Are you going to give the church a little endowment? I know you're quite wealthy. Well, no, Pastor Johnson. I've been told this story hundreds of times on air and off air and been sent the letters and documents. No, Pastor Johnson, hypothetical names. I heard that FEMA's involved with the church. My dear, who told you that? You're not supposed to know about that. Well, there's a radio talk show host who says it. That's classified, my dear. That's not something... Now, I'm going to have to get very stern with you and ask you not to speak of this. That is Creepville. That is Nazi Germany. That is red alert, red alert. That is a total alarm. That is a red level crisis. Oh, and that's only one of thousands of things. They got local CIA. They got local tattletale squads, local Pentagon, mainstream news every day. They're putting army, regular army in over newspapers. In Austin, the new carbon tax head is a special ops, black op commander colonel from Afghanistan, and they put it in the news. They're going to have special ops running the carbon tax police. I mean, this is it, folks. They're all over the place. They're un-American trash, bought and paid for by offshore banks. It's a global corporate takeover. They're bringing down the U.S. And I've had enough of these bastards. And let me tell you, if somebody hadn't let you know, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a real crisis, ladies and gentlemen. And they just ease it in, always up in the game, always expanding it. Yannick in Tennessee, finish up your point. Tell us about this demonic creature. You can even tell us the name of the church. I don't care, because I'll say it. If your preacher's telling you, go ahead and take the shot, put it in the Lord's hands, don't have any thought processes, don't be involved, don't warn anybody. I mean, have you asked this creature if he's on FEMA payroll or, we know, you know, if it's a big chain church or big denomination, we know they're on the payroll, and then they just take orders. I mean, describe what this creature, this Judas goat, this traitor, this demon says and does.
I guess he doesn't want me to tell the church, the congregation.
Yeah, God forbid. Oh, yeah, because you don't have any free speech in America. It's all secret police, see, now. Now you're like in a little secret police government-run cult where you don't talk to outsiders about what they're... Okay, let's not say the creature's name. Just tell us what he's doing.
It's just not really bring corruption to the church, but it's like, let's leave that out because God will take care of it. Or,
oh, yeah.
It's just don't alarm the people. Don't scare the people. You know, we can't live by fear. And, you know, it's just, I was wondering, how would I go about, I guess because I didn't have any paper or anything to show the people, like, how would I
go about?
Well,
ask him why God gave us spinal cords. Ask him why all the prophets were imprisoned or killed. Ask him why Jesus was crucified. Ask him why the whole Bible, Old and New Testament, is about being tested and standing against tyranny. Why were they put in the lion's den? They should have just counted on God and said and followed their orders. Why were they put in the furnace? Why was Paul put in prison? Why did they crucify? I mean, this is the whole Bible's about being a watchman, protecting the little ones, standing up for widows and orphans, Jesus going in and whipping the money changers. I mean, this guy is a devil. I don't know. What you do, ma'am, is you Google or search engine clergy response teams and you print off the YouTube page. And, in fact, put it up on screen for me right now, guys. I want to give her the exact headline off that YouTube page. Bring that to them. Put clergy response teams, infowars.com in, print our articles about it, and go to Kinko's, bring in 100 copies of that, give it to the whole church, and if he wants to kick you out, that's fine. But you don't put up with that. You're not in a cult. And let me tell you, that's what the government's turning all these churches into, government-worshipping devil cults. My God, they had this big cult leader, Pastor Hagee, write a book, he's since withdrawn it, saying Jesus wasn't the Messiah. Now, even if you're not a Christian, the issue is everybody knows in the Christian faith he's the Messiah. He called him basically an evil rebel. I mean, that's how warped these churches are, ma'am. And if your preacher starts telling you Jesus isn't Jesus, he's bad news.
Yeah, he says that God doesn't like disobeyers. Like if you pay taxes, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to fight against your, because God doesn't like disobeyers. Or
yeah, so the founding fathers were bad, and fighting Hitler was bad. So basically, we should be born as jellyfish and just float around in the sea of corruption, and never question government in any way. And the founding fathers were basically evil. Look, so he uses Romans 13, Hitler's favorite quote, on you?
No, he hadn't used that yet, because he wouldn't give me the chance to talk and explain myself. You know, he's just telling me everything's okay.
Everything's okay, just give me your money. I mean, is this a Baptist church? What is this?
No, it's a Christian church. It's here
Stay
in Knoxville.
There. Stay there in Knoxville.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
You know what I'm doing during the breaks here? I'm on different radio shows doing little 3-4 minute plugs exposing the swine flu as a fraud. I'm fighting these bastards as hard as I can. All right, ma'am, I start hyperventilating and just the treason of these slime bag, oily, limp-wristed, weak, I don't even want to call it effeminate, but, you know, it's like men that act like women. It's not putting women down. It's not womanly. It's disgusting. They're always the same with their little tie pins, little glitter bugs up there pimping around. And they're worldly. They love the flesh. They love power. They just want to keep their whorehouse going. They just want to keep getting your money, keep suppressing you. They've been told by those that run the higher level church, you know, just keep the slaves in line. You can keep sucking their money. And they are total pimps of the government. So, I mean, is this a part of a larger chain of churches, or is this a standalone pimp game?
It's a standalone church. But what I'm really worried about is the people there, because once the pastor says something, it's like the news. Once the news says something, everyone believes. And it's just so hard to wake the people up.
They don't know about false prophets. Get the passages about false prophets that won't warn the people and lead them to destruction. Look, I would go in there with a bunch of printouts and things, and I would educate people and make him kick you out of the church. But, I mean, that's a worthless church to be at. How many people are there being mind-numbed by this glitter bug?
Well, it's two services, so it's probably about maybe 150, 200.
Yeah. Well, ma'am, you can go to YouTube, 60 Minutes Swine Flu Vaccine Warning, and you can show them 60 Minutes about how the last time they did this, it killed a bunch of people. And, of course, that's the whole plan. You can also print off Gardasil killing people and say, no, no. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you. I'm out of control today. It's just I can't handle it anymore. David in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing? Stephen Harper, bad man. I had a question. It was a concern, and I'd like to introduce this with a quote from Jordan Maxwell. The elites are a lot of things, but stupid is not one of them. So my question being, with the elites allowing information to leak in the mainstream media, admitting that the Federal Reserve and the bailout are a scam, and Ron Paul's bill gaining momentum in the House, won't, if you audit the Fed, won't that crash the American economy, and isn't that an endgame? So my question is, what is the next step after auditing the Fed? What do we do from there?
Well, it's a great question. I'm going to put you on hold and answer it and then come back to you. Look. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. The mother of all evil is this lesser of two evils or compromise idea. And once you start saying, well, we better not audit it because we'll get something worse, or we better not audit it because they'll crash the economy. Yeah. And if a bully comes up and starts ordering you to give them their lunch money, you might get your nose broken. But it's better to just go ahead and get into it with a bully than live as a slave. And the truth is, most bullies are cowards. And you're going to find out who you are by going through that stress. And so absolutely, they'll probably set a nuke off in a major city. They might release a bioweapon. But they're going to do it down the road anyways. We might as well put it on our timetable, in our battlefield, on our terms. You got it? And so we educate people how they stage terror attacks. We educate people how they engage in financial terrorism. We educate people how back in October they were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls. You heard Congressman Gohmert saying he was getting 2,000-to-1 phone calls. And then after they plunged the stock market 777 points by design, with the plunge protection team not pumping it up and the president and his minions bad-mouthing it, then they were getting what he said about two calls for every couple hundred for it. So it went from 2,000 against to, you know, less than 1 out of 100 against. But still, that was the big swing. My God, we got maybe 1% for the government now. All these greedy yuppies going, I want my 401k to go back up. I guess give the bankers all the money then. Let them bankrupt everything. It's financial terrorism. They gave their lunch money to the bully. And, you know, I got beat up by bullies a few times until I finally found out it's good to go ahead and, when they're sitting there putting their hands on your shoulders trying to scare you, go ahead and headbutt them. And if they're three times, you know, your size or whatever, when they get you down on the ground, just go ahead and bite into their leg. You know, and you can bite people really hard, folks. Most people have inhibition. You can just bite a huge chunk out of somebody. Oh, I'm 12 years old. You know, three guys are beating me up on top of me. I'm just going to go, oh, this leg looks good. Ah, you know, oh, there's blood everywhere. Oh, you guys are crying now. You know? That's how it works with these bastards. Okay, you're going to try something more? Let's go. Let's go, you murdering bankers. Look, stay there. I'm going to explain this when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Look, nine times out of ten, the fight goes to who wants it the most. And if we just commit to bring down the globalists, they can be beaten. But regardless, we have a job to do fighting evil, and it's going to be a lot worse on us rolling over to these people, and they don't respect us, and they think we're a bunch of mesmerized, pop-controlled, popular culture-controlled idiots. And they are euthanizing us. They are carrying out eugenics against us. I've got three different mainstream news articles today with mainstream news and government calling for not giving old people medical care and selling the public, training the public about, oh, there's not going to be enough flu shots for the old. Only the young will get it. And that does a lot of things. It creates the illusion that the shot is something special that people are fighting over. I call it the Christmas toy scenario. And that also it's something that's good. And that it also plays old off against young, young off against old. And it sets the precedent that the old don't get taken care of. See, somebody will read one of these articles and take it on face value. Oh, look, this article here in the Associated Press, guaranteed written by propagandists as I read it, The average person reads it, and, oh, my gosh, I better get out and get one of those shots. Only certain people are getting it. And they'll always put out fake newscasts. Oh, there's shortages of flu shots this year. Then later I read how the companies couldn't sell one-tenth of it, and nobody's taking it. So they're having this fear-mongering. You know, it came out back in the 80s and 90s that they would make a children's movie just to sell the toy. I saw a number back in the late 90s in Time magazine when Star Wars was being re-released, the first three, and how George Lucas had made like $6 billion on toys and $1 billion on the movies. I know it's got to be a lot more than that now. But the point is, they'll have a Christmas toy, and they'll have five or six, seven big Hollywood production houses will make a movie just over a toy. Schwarzenegger and Jingle All the Way admitted that they made a movie about the Turbo Doll, the Turbo Man, just for Christmas, just to have that toy in stores, and the whole movie is about running around looking for the toy. And it worked. It was one of the hit toys that year. Everybody ran out and did what they saw Schwarzenegger in October, November, December doing. Their kids had to have the Turbo Man doll. They do the same thing with the vaccine. But see, when I read an article, just all the data like flicks up. I understand the paradigms, the programs, the operations, the tricks. And you can tell if a reporter is just a mainline reporter, or you can tell if it's an operative. New York Times, Wall Street Journal, AP, Reuters, you're seeing operatives using psych warfare tricks. You read some local newspaper guy, it's not the same. He'll just kind of regurgitate the mass mind control, the understood propaganda. They're just regurgitating what the higher-ups say who are operatives. It's compartmentalization. They just become repeaters. They're like a radio station repeater. You know, they can send a radio signal around the country with a few dozen linked up 4 or 5 watt transmitters because they bounce them from transmitter to transmitter. They just repeat. They just regurgitate like a parrot. A parrot doesn't really talk. It just repeats what it heard. Obama, Obama. So, the caller I'm about to go back to, great question. That's why I love taking your calls. David, you know, was asking, well, what do we do? You know, the elites are smart, and, you know, why are they allowing this? Because they can't. They've been ignoring for decades. While we've been out, G. Edward Griffin and countless others for decades, and Bob Chapman and just Bob Benson and, Bill Benson, The Law That Never Was, and Red Beckman, and countless others, Anthony Hilder, Eustace Mullins. I mean, the list goes on and on. I know I'm forgetting a bunch of them. Warning people about the private Fed that took over 1913. And now the Fed is openly running everything, stolen $23.7 trillion. You bet there's going to be a backlash against that. And you're right. They can try something like changing the name or, quote, reforming the Fed and making it more about the IMF. And that's been their plan, is as the World Bank and Federal Reserve get exposed, moving it to their left hand. And that's even broken up in a right-wing and left-wing paradigm. The World Bank and Federal Reserve are seen as more right-wing, more Anglo-American, British, U.S., and then the IMF's more European, Japanese. It's all bull. And the Trilateral Commission was publicly set up to create this false dichotomy, and they wrote publications bragging about it. And they give you a fake left-wing version of the U.N. and a fake right-wing version and a fake right-wing split and left-wing split in NATO. It's all about false choices. It's the elites managing us. So, I mean, what do you do? Just let the Federal Reserve? No, regardless, they can't. They can play a few more tricks. They can juke. They can jive. They can jump back and forth and zig and zag. They can have the Senate block the investigation. They can have the Senate block an audit. Ron Paul said it here. Good. It only makes it that much bigger. You know, the media for months and months has tried to ignore this. They weren't talking about this 6 months ago when we were having rallies and demonstrations and the army was spying on us and DHS reports were being written saying we're terrorists. They failed. They went and told all the police we were terrorists, and now it's on every nightly news channel and the biggest issue, even though they try to divert us with, you know, the black professor cop story with Obama. We're setting the agenda. You know, they try to set the agenda with cosmetic shows and shows about the rich and famous, and First Madison Avenue tries to make you feel insecure and makes you try to feel bad about yourself. So you socially never mature. You're supposed to be insecure when you're 12, 14 years old. You're finding your identity. You're supposed to go through trials and tribulations and become confident. They want to forever freeze us in an insecure, juvenile mode so that we're afraid of what people think about us and afraid of what people will say. So we'll just dress and talk how the TV says and pick a clique, one of the controlled niches or subgroups, subcultures, and just be part of that and all kind of nest in a group, all trying to fit in because they made us insecure. And the churches have been bought and paid for to twist the Bible to say it's the end of the world and lay down to government and go along with what you're told to do. And then the secular people can't wake up to this whole mark of the beast system. I mean, even if you're not a Christian, is it good to have the government tracking and tracing everything you buy, sell, and do and controlling you and saying they're going to control your behavior with carbon taxes with the tracking system? I told you 9-10 years ago they would do that with the carbon tax and with the cashless society, and now they've announced it. Because I was reading their policy reports. This is really happening. People always marvel that I know what's going to happen. Most of this stuff's public. They've written hundreds of textbooks bragging about it. I mean, I got their playbook. When we're fourth and down and past the 20, we're going to go with this formation. We're going to go with this run. We're going to do this with a quarterback. We're going to do this with a running back. I mean, I've got their entire playbook. It's as if I've been sitting in on all the coaches' meetings for 20 years. I know exactly what they're going to do, exactly what's going on, and it's like being in a car. It's like being in a car with a maniac driving it, and you know that they're going down a long road. They're going 150 miles an hour. And you start telling them, hey, right over this hill, I've been this way 100 times. Right over this hill, it takes a quick left, and it goes from a 60 to 70 mile an hour to a 30 mile an hour turn. We're going to fly off the road. We're going to fly off the road and die. There's a cliff. It makes a turn into a canyon. You've got to slow down. And they're just laughing at you and laughing at you, and you try to go up and warn them, and they laugh at you. But it doesn't matter. You still got to warn them because you're still stuck in the car with these maniacs. You're still stuck in the car with a bunch of narcissistic, stupid, weak, cowardly people who have been mesmerized, scientifically turned into arrested development, gibbering cowards. And let me tell you, as stuff gets worse, a lot of people are going to wake up. But when it really gets bad, a lot of them are going to turn on us and decide through cowardice and through the Stockholm Syndrome, print Stockholm Syndrome for me, I want the exact definition. You know, that's where you turn to your kidnappers and love them, turn to your torturer and love them. And your mind does doublethink. Your mind does Crime Stop and Orwellian. You really decide to like the guy that's had you locked up in a barn for 6 months raping you and pulling your toenails out. You start worshiping them. That's what the average weak person does. Even the strongest people start doing that. Well, not me. I know what you are, scum. I know what you are, New World Order sadist. And I know you're jacking with the air and water and bragging about it, you little power-tripping bastards. I got some raw video sent to me of Holdren in a White House press briefing shot by some news people. And it's just the side discussions and the look on his face. That son of a bitch is on a power trip from hell. And let me tell you something. He's dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not risking my life to take this murderer on for nothing. I want to take action against these people. And you bet they're murderers. First thing they did was release the funding and then double it for abortions and forced infanticide all over the world, mainstream news. Stockholm Syndrome is a psychological response sometimes seen in abductee and hostages in which the hostage showed signs of loyalty to the hostage taker. regardless of the danger or risk in which they have been placed. See, and they do that because it's make-believe. And they've done studies. They found the Stockholm syndrome is getting more and more common. People 100 years ago didn't behave like this on average. But they're delusional. It's a TV make-believe world. They think that if they decide to like the person pulling their toenails out, that it makes it okay. And they even start liking it. Just exactly what one of the top globalists, Aldous Huxley, said. He said people can be made to love their servitude. The syndrome is named after the normal Strasbourg robbery in Stockholm, Sweden, in which the bank robbers held bank employees hostage August 23rd to 28, 73. In the case, the victims became emotionally attached to their victimizers and even defended their captors after they were freed from the six-day ordeal. The term Stockholm syndrome was coined by the criminologist and psychiatrist Niels Bergroth, and I agree it's a real syndrome, who have assisted the police during the robbery and referred to the syndrome in a news broadcast. Yeah. Now, what that is you take warlike, intelligent, dynamic Swedes and you domesticate them in a socialist system and you make serving the oppressors and the boss your religion, your cultural identity, and then it turns in on itself. And look, we serve the corrupt police, the corrupt government. You got New Jersey with all these mayors and hundreds of officials now in body organ snatching and selling out of China and other places and stealing money and charities. That's how the whole government works. Every major town, every major city, they run child kidnapping, and the government is pure evil. Pure evil! We passed a tipping point probably 5-6 years ago. Because, see, first evil creeps in, hides, recruits more of its people in. That's why in corporations, I've been reading corporate handbooks and things, trying to figure out how to protect my operation. They say don't hire people who have friends and then hire their friends and hire groups. That's how people can infiltrate. That's how in Europe it's only Masons that are hired now as judges and barristers. They won't let you in. See, that's how any good old boy system works. And folks, they have done nothing but brought their people in now. And they run the show. And they're going to take your kids. And they're going to do medical experiments on them. And they're going to take your kids and they're going to rape them. Because they like to. And they're going to take your organs. And they're going to put crap in your water because they like it, because they're psychopaths, folks. They enjoy it. You want to go out and go bass fishing? You want to go out and start a fire and make a bowl of chili and hang out with your buddies and eat some crackers, or go out and, you know, clean your gun and shoot it, or you want to go bowling? Well, you're a normal person. So you're a good person. But you have a weak spot. You have a blind spot. You don't know how to recognize evil when it's right in your face. And so these bastards have gotten in control, and they've taken over the entire society. We're now a tyranny. And I'll tell you why I'm still alive, because they don't want to underline, they don't want to highlight everything I've said and done, because I'm so on target, it scares them. And to me, I'm like a monster in the forest to them. To the monsters, I'm a monster. You understand that from their perspective? I'm like some giant roving bear, and they just want to stay out of my way, because they actually respect strength and courage. They detest you that grovel and smile at them and think it's cute. Stop being cowardly followers. Stop. Look, I don't care what they do with the Federal Reserve. I am in a ship ramming speed. I'm out of torpedoes. I'm out of rockets. I'm in the info war. I am in full throttle, and I'm ramming them. I'm trying to ram their rudder. I'm trying to ram their propulsion system, their propellers. I'm running up on them from the side, trying to hit them right in the weak spot to knock them out. And I know that, it's a good, primitive, spiritual place to be, to tell these murdering scumbag bullies, I don't care what you do to me, I'm going up against you. smash me deader than a pancake. You have done me a favor. You just watered the Tree of Liberty, and it's going to grow big old branches and going to rip your head off. I don't die. I go on to the next people that stand up. I go on through my red blood. You sons of bitches have been beaten. God has beaten you. Love has beaten you. Honorableness has beaten you. And you lost from the beginning, from the foundations of the world. You are hells, and that's where you're going. You know, they say hell is just a word, and that's true, ladies and gentlemen. I've looked into these people's minds, and let me tell you, I've been there. I've seen what they are. I know what they are. And I came back from their world, their dimension, and I'll tell you what they are, and I see them, and I see their designs, I see their language, I see their symbols, I see their programs, I understand everything they're doing, I know who they are, I know who their sub-minions are, I know what their entire pyramidal structure is, and I'm telling you, if you've got any common sense and any soul, you will do everything in your power to resist the New World Order and the lovers of death. The worshippers of death, the forces of hell are being released on this country and this world, and it's happening because the churches are the front line. And if you want to go in there and listen to those ring race and those pulpits, those whores of the New World Order, you go ahead. But I'm telling you, I'm not worried about people that can kill my body. I'm only worried about those that can get my soul and kill my soul. And so I'm beyond them because I know where my soul is.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
every single day. David, I answered this question with a 20-minute rant. Then Joel, Shirley, Matt, and others. And we've got a guest coming up, too. Dealing with this weird Republican secret society. I saw it on CNN, MSNBC. They call it the family. They've really been hyping it. And this guy supposedly infiltrated it and wrote a book about it. So we'll be talking to him coming up. I do want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's show possible. One of them is Home Gain. You can check out Max Little Orange Gorilla up on Infowars.com. That's their logo, their mascot. It's a totally free site. It's all free, a whole bunch of different functions. Been around for more than 10 years. And it's got a free street view where you can check out homes in the neighborhoods. It's also got something I like. You type in your home address and it'll give you a free estimate of your home's value from some of the internal systems that realtors are actually looking at, so you can find out what they really think your house is worth, whether they're undervaluing or overvaluing or getting it just right. It's a great way to monitor the value of your home. They have the home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. It's homegain.com, HomeGain.com. And one other sponsor is Survival Seed Bank. You know, in a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow food and an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. Plus, these are heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. It's great to just start gardening. It's a good human activity. Anything that's human hurts the dehumanizers. Just being out and working in the garden is it's like fingernails on chalk to the globalists. That's why they're trying to shut it down and restrict it with a bunch of legislation. So go to survivalseedbank.com. And they just got a really high-quality survival seed banks for you to get. Get a couple of them. Survivalseedbank.com, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. Check them out today. That's 877-327-0365 or survivalseedbank.com. Okay, did that answer your question, sir, about going up against the Federal Reserve? Did that answer your question from Canada, David?
I understand we have to do everything we can, and, yeah, we're in a street fight, and we have to fight and do what we need to do. But I was wondering if we're going to have the institutions prepared to install once we audit the Fed and we destroy it.
Yeah, we can have what we had before. The U.S. government will issue the currency, and the bankers are going to pull every scam in the book, just like they did with financial terrorism in October. We were educating folks about that, too. What you do is you educate them. That, you know, these bankers that robbed you? Well, this is what they're going to do when we do this. And you defang them. They'll still throw a fit. These guys will probably do anything to keep power, but you can't get into them.
If the money is all based on nothing and fake anyways, why should we even pay them back after we audit the Fed? Like, would we be free of
no,
that Fed?
No. I mean, stuff like the derivatives and all this crud, you just wipe them off. You freeze them. That's people got involved in all those speculative deals. It's mainly big corrupt institutions. And you let them collapse. Listen, they lied to you and said, we'll give you the money to fix your mortgage if you're behind. We'll unclog it. They gave no money to it. In fact, it came out mainstream news and in Congress. In fact, I have that clip. I want to play it later. That the Fed is paying banks not to loan. I told people that day one. It would pay for all the mortgages in the country more than twice what they've stolen. And they're just getting started.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.